Looking for a Honda? Get to RauschHonda.com. Save thousands on a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Hondas. Buy or lease, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Preview them at RauschHonda.com. And remember,
it's 8:11 after 8 o'clock Tuesday morning, Feb 16. And, well, I don't know about Valentine's Day. If anybody got a snowblower, I'm jealous. Plain and simple, I wish that had been my VD gift for sure this year. Now, yesterday, we're scanning around, reading what we read here, and we come across this opinion piece up on the Fox Forum at Fox News. It's Michael Goodwin, and it is entitled "The Flip-Flop That Would Save Obama." Here's the meat of it from what I could see to my eye. President Obama, he says, has lost the country. Poll after poll confirms the American public has caught on to his false claim to be a mainstream centrist, and in the short run, there is little he can do to regain the trust he squandered. Except for one thing. If he reversed course on giving civilian trials to 9/11 plotters, stopped giving terrorists extra legal rights, and kept Guantanamo Bay prison open, Obama might be able to save his presidency. Fixing any other big issue where the public has abandoned him, unemployment, taxes, spending, health care, will take time and require uncertain congressional action. But ordering a military trial for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed at Gitmo is something Obama can do in a heartbeat. Ditto for changing the policy that gave the Christmas Day bomber his Miranda rights after only 50 minutes of questioning. So we thought we'd get some take on that, and we welcome Matt Mayer, who is president of the Buckeye Institute. Do you think that would work, Matt? Do you think if he just flip-flopped on the Gitmo deal that he's back in America's good graces?
Well, I'm not sure if that will work, and I don't want him ever to make decisions based on pure politics, but it would be the right decision for him to flip-flop on those issues.
Okay, and do you agree that if he looked differently at unemployment or taxes or spending or health, that is less clear and would take more time, thereby not saving the presidency?
Well, yeah. I mean, he cannot get through anything that is reasonable to the American people in Congress, because you just have the liberal progressive wing in charge right now, and they want to do stuff that the American public just doesn't support. So, yeah, that would be something he can do without congressional approval, and would do a lot to get Americans realizing the guy is tough on terror.
Yeah. Can he be tough on terror? I mean, given how he's been to this point, can you just change that from over here to over here, and now people go, hey, we like that guy now?
Well, he could, it'll be a lot harder now. I think he had a great opportunity right after the Christmas Day bomber to say, once in office, realize these things are a bit tougher than on the campaign trail, and had an opportunity to really kind of reevaluate. But now we're, 7 weeks out. So now it looks more like a political decision than it would look like a good strategic decision for fighting the war.
Do you think maybe that's why the American population is so cold to politics right now? Is it has become that? It is very much political decisions rather than taking the information and make a good decision?
Well, I think that's part of it. But, fundamentally what happens is, the political class on the left and the right has completely failed the American people. I mean, they don't make decisions that are common sense, good decisions. They make decisions that, are short-term wins that result in long-term pain for the American public, especially on Main Street, and that doesn't make any sense.
You've spent time in Homeland Security. You've advised people who are very powerful in this country. Walk us through why keeping Gitmo up is the right decision.
It's the right decision because there's nowhere else to put these folks. I mean, there are a group of people that we will not release anytime in the near future, and President Obama has said that. He said there are these folks we will be indefinitely detaining. The semantic difference between Thompson, Illinois, and Guantanamo Bay is nothing to these folks. So this idea that somehow if we close Guantanamo Bay, they won't have, quote, a recruiting tool is just, it's silly. It's silliness. The fact of the matter is, Guantanamo Bay is an excellent facility. It's well run. It's not in the United States. We don't run the risk of these people being released in the U.S. if they put them into these civilian trials and they're found innocent, or because of some of the prejudicial things that have occurred. And I'm not talking now just about how they were interrogated. I mean, we've got the President of the United States saying these folks will be found guilty. Well, I got to tell you, that seems to prejudice the jury pool, in my opinion, and that creates some real procedure hurdles for defense lawyers to just go crazy on.
Yeah, so when you walk that through, guilty or not, the world court doesn't require us to move forward on this yet. So even if you don't want to bring them to court and you got them in Guantanamo, you can just keep them there forever and ever, amen, can't you?
You sure can. I mean, you know, we have released anybody who, you know, had the kind of what you consider that questionable element of, well, maybe they weren't really involved. And as you know, there's at least 10% of those folks that have gone back to terror and attacking us.
Right.
But the ones that are now there are the ones that they were caught in places they shouldn't have been, doing things they shouldn't have been doing. There's no question they have ties to terror, and these folks will not be released. The president has said they won't be released, so this is not a change from the Bush policy. This is just a reality, and if you're not going to release them, why close Guantanamo Bay?
How does it play to the terrorist? If they were to come to Thompson, Illinois, or they were to stay in Guantanamo, had any effect on them at all? Or are they still just, this is what we do, we're about to spreading terror through the U.S. because we just do not care for them ideologically?
Yeah, I mean, they hate us for what we stand for, and what we stand for has nothing to do with Guantanamo Bay. It has everything to do with our freedoms, our liberties, you know, how we treat women and minorities. I mean, the stuff that they don't like, and the fundamental reality is, frankly, you know, Joe Biden this weekend guaranteeing we won't be attacked again is probably the single dumbest thing anybody could have said, because if you want to motivate somebody, well, that's a great way to motivate. Forget Guantanamo Bay. Just say, yeah, they're hiding in caves and they can't touch us. I mean, that is just, it was such an irresponsible statement to make. It wasn't necessary to make, and it was a purely political statement to make, because they must have internal polls that show they're starting to even now weaken on the terrorist stuff.
Yeah, well, it's just like, you know, if Purdue and Ohio State, you know, playing tomorrow night, if one of the Purdue players say, I guarantee a win tomorrow at Nationwide, well, the Buckeye, they're going to put that up on the bulletin board and rally around that.
Yeah, I mean, Al-Qaeda already has enough motivation to hit us because of what we are and how in our standing in the world. We don't need to give them more reasons by taunting them with these kind of bravado, machismo, they can't touch us kind of stuff. Yeah. It does us no good.
Yeah, so if this is the one thing that Obama could flip-flop on and save his presidency, do you feel like he's getting closer to that? Is there any indication that could happen?
Trial balloons being floated all over the Beltway. You know, a Holder is going to go talk to the political team at the White House to see, and these types of things. I mean, they are trying to figure out how they walk away. But look, the single greatest problem here is, you know, Obama went into office. The first day starts dismantling. Oh, we're going to close Gitmo. We're not going to do enhanced interrogation techniques. We're going to keep these people. All these decisions, and as we come to find out, they had nothing in place to take the place of the policies that had been put in place. And so that, to me, is the single greatest problem, is on Christmas Day, they didn't have any policy in place on how to deal with these folks, which, if you're going to get rid of the old way, you better have something in place that is going to make sure you there's a procedure to handle these folks other than fly by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, I think we all work with people like that. They never have any new ideas of their own, but they always crap on the old ones.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And fundamentally, you know, this idea that, oh, well, now he's talking to us here 7 weeks later. Look, the reality is that's good intelligence. I'm happy he's talking. But fundamentally, that's 7 weeks late.
Yep.
The information he's giving us partially is stale, because once he got captured, the folks that he had been dealing with, they picked up camp. They moved locations in Yemen. I mean, they're not stupid. And so now that he's talking, well, it's 7 weeks too late in many cases, is going to be my guess that we'll find out years from now.
Yeah, well, when we're the most powerful nation in the country, you got to be better than that. Matt, I appreciate your time as always, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, thank you.
Absolutely. That is Matt Mayer. He is the president of the Buckeye Institute. He spent time in Homeland Security, national security. A guy knows his stuff. And when we saw that story, we thought he would be a great guy to have on to talk about it. So if you want to go back through it, Kev will have that podcast posted here probably by 10 o'clock this morning. If you want to rehear that and make sure you heard what you thought, we'll have it for you on the BC page at 610WTVN.com. We are at 8:20. We'll get a quick break. Traffic troubles this morning. Again, not quite 40-car pileup stuff, but